faced with a serious medical diagnosis, sometimes it makes sense to get a second opinion. Well, it might make sense for your investment portfolio, too. That's why Money Coaches Canada has created the On Your Side Investment Report Card service. To tell us more about it is Karen Mizgala. She is the founder of Money Coaches, co-founder of Money Coaches Canada, and joins us from Owen Sound, Ontario. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
I don't want to leave Sheila out of this here. Co-founder.
Absolutely. Sheila Walkington is definitely been part of this. And Owen Sound, Ontario, that's not where I normally reside. Normally I'm in BC, but here I am in lovely Owen Sound.
Yeah. Now, before we dive into the report card service, I think it's important for a bit of context on Money Coaches Canada, because your model and your service offering, in addition to the report card, is different than what people would get if they were to walk into a bank branch and ask for some financial advice. Give us the 101 on MCC.
Absolutely. So way back when, Sheila Walkington and myself, we both worked in the traditional financial industry as financial planners, investment advisors. We did insurance, and we eventually both felt very strongly that to be in the client's best interest, financial planning and product sales and investment sales and insurance sales really should be separate. So in 2010, we co-founded Money Coaches Canada, where we offer advice-only financial planning and money coaching. So we don't sell investments, we don't manage investments, we don't sell any other financial products other than education and advice and coaching, so that we can be on the same side of the table as our clients.
And this new report card service, as I understand it, is a discrete piece of work that costs less than a full financial plan. Tell us about what the report card service is and what's intended to do.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, typically the services that we offer for our clients are full financial planning, where we look at all aspects of their personal finances, in some cases their business finances. We look at their retirement plan, we look at their investments, we look at their cash flow. What we found, and we fully believe that a full financial plan is critical for everyone. That being said, over the years we found that some of our clients or potential clients were looking for something more modular, something more specific around their investments, and so we decided to launch the On Your Side Investment Report Card, which provides an unbiased second opinion on really the health of a client's investment portfolio and whether it aligns with their unique personal goals. So we take a look at their portfolio, determine if it's in good shape, we'll confirm that it is or it isn't, and if it is, great. You then have the confidence that that you've got the right investments and you can move forward and sleep better at night.
How much does it cost?
So it's $600 for a single and $950 for a couple with up to 8 accounts. If there are more than 8 accounts, then it's $125 for each additional account.
And take us through the things that you are looking at. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So the things that typically trip up a portfolio so that it's suboptimal is things like fees. So a lot of people are paying higher fees than they need to. So we'll look at fees. We'll look at performance on their investments relative to benchmarks. Are you getting the kinds of returns that you should be for the types of portfolio and investments and risk tolerance that you have? How well are your investments aligned with your goals, your values, the objectives that you've got as your investor profile? We look at asset mix. So are you in the right mix of stocks and bonds and cash? Are you in the right geographical areas? Are you too heavily concentrated in Canada, for instance? We'll also look at your what we call asset location, so RSPs and TFSAs, which combination are most optimal for, you know, you and your goals. Look at tax efficiency and tax optimization.
So there's a lot of variables you're looking at. What happens after that analysis is done? Is there some sort of an output or a plan or some recommendations?
So we have a 5 to 6 page colorful, easy to read, easy to understand report that summarizes, here's what we found, here's what you need to do. And we have a 1 hour consultation with an investment coach who will walk you through the report and answer any questions that you might have.
What experience have you heard from clients who have used your report card service in terms of their ability to loop back with their current advisor and improve their situation? Has that led to fruitful discussions, or is the insight, oh, geez, I got to move?
That's a great question. And I think it's a bit of a 50-50. In some cases, what the report and the process and engaging further with having better understanding of your finances so you've got better questions to ask your advisor just develops more confidence for the investor to go and have more productive conversations. In some cases, what we're seeing quite clearly is that there are just too many areas that's suboptimal, in which case then what we would do is identify some different investment management options for the client. We do not manage the investments. We do not earn any commissions or referral fees at all for any referrals or names that we might provide to our clients. We want to be absolutely unbiased in terms of what we provide. We charge professional fees for what we do, and that's where it begins and ends.
If this were an elementary school student and this was a report card on their academic year, they'd have all these different subjects and areas where they could do well or not do well. You can tell that I've got a 9-year-old. When you look at the fees, performance, alignment, asset allocation, and asset location, where would you, and this is a tough question, where would you say it is most problematic? So now that you've done a whole bunch of them, you see, you know what, in most of the cases, this is the thing that's really the problem, whereas the other things are less problematic.
Great question. So where it becomes so problematic that you need to change your current investment advisor or investment solution is typically around fees and around performance relative to markets, appropriate benchmarks. And those are the areas that, you know, we do suggest, especially if somebody just loves their advisor, and even if the fees are high, it's to go back. Perhaps you can negotiate with with your advisor to bring your fee to a more appropriate level, a better value proposition level. That's often difficult because there are constraints that a lot of advisors have just on the basis of what their financial institution, provides.
Like maybe they can only sell mutual funds. They can't
Correct.
Go into low-cost
exactly.
ETFs or something.
Exactly. Well, that's right. And so often that becomes potentially a deal breaker. It's very difficult for people to make that decision. It's like breaking off a relationship
yeah.
with your husband or your wife. And so it's there's a lot of stress that can come into the equation of coming to terms a change may be needed. But again, these are the kinds of things that we can point our clients, our investment report card clients, and our Money Coaches Canada clients to. Conversations, how to handle conversations, what things to ask for, what are negotiable and what are not negotiable. When it comes to asset mix or tax efficiency for asset location or even alignment, then those are areas that once you're more informed and you know how to ask for what you need and you develop a bit more confidence and that emerges from this process of looking at your investments with an unbiased professional, then you can walk in to those conversations feeling that they're more balanced, because there's a lot of intimidation and fear that happens in the investment world in the relationship between advisors and clients.
One last question before we go, and it relates to that fear. So many people would be concerned about even picking up the phone to call you because they feel like, oh, I'm going to unleash a whole thing that's going to require me to move my advisor. Are your clients mostly curious and that's why they're there, or are they mostly angry because they feel like something's not working and they need to check their assumptions and see if their gut is right?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. So far, we haven't had anyone who is angry. I would say that people just want to make sure that they're being smart and that they are making good decisions. They're often realizing, and of course, there's a lot of awareness around fees and are you paying too much in fees in the press, which is great, but it's also a bit dangerous because in a lot of cases, people zero in on the fees and think, oh, I should be a do-it-myself investor,
right.
And they're not suited to that, and then they just go into paralysis mode. So I would say the main reason that clients are coming to us is just this kind of sense of feeling vulnerable,
yeah.
of feeling that they may just not be getting what they should. Just a very quick example, one of my clients that went through this process, $2 million was from an inheritance. She felt didn't have a lot of knowledge, had an advisor that she liked, felt even she could trust him, but she didn't really know why she could or she couldn't. She didn't feel she had enough information to even make that evaluation. Well, it turns out, you know, she really wanted socially responsible investing, and he poo-pooed that. Turns out she was paying 1.8% in fees for a $2 million portfolio, which was way too much.
Yeah.
She, you know, paying $36,000 when really, at the end of the day, she did move advisors and was paying 1%, who was an expert in socially responsible.
Right, right.
And so it was a process, though. It
yeah.
was a process of discovery and not one that necessarily happens overnight. But I would
yeah.
say give us a call, even if you're not ready. We're happy to chat with you.
Just don't be angry with you. Don't be angry with you.
We won't be angry with you. You can
no anger. All good, Karen. I'm afraid that's the time we have. Thank you for joining us.
Excellent.
Karen Mizgala, co-founder of Money Coaches Canada. She was here to talk about their On Your Side investment report card service.